In the first half of 2026, bot traffic officially surpassed human traffic on the internet. We crossed the tipping point a full year ahead of schedule. Now, builders are staring down a massive compute cliff, and the US electric grid is teetering on collapse. The bots outnumber us. The grid is breaking. Here is what you need to know. This is the Throughline Brief for June 14th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered across the 11 biggest shows in tech. I am West. Let us get into it. Matthew Prince dropped a massive statistic on TBPN this week. He mapped out a future where 100 million knowledge workers each use just one AI agent. That scenario alone would consume 50% of the total CPU capacity generated by all manufacturers today. Think about that. We are hurtling toward a massive compute cliff. But compute is just the first domino. Daniel Dreyfus went on the All In podcast and painted a brutal picture of the US electric grid. He pointed out that our grid has not seen major investment since right after World War II. It is already teetering on collapse. He said, "We do not even need AI demand to keep power markets incredibly tight for the next 20 years. AI demand just turbocharges the crisis." This structural shortage makes existing power generation assets insanely valuable. But you cannot just buy your way out of it. Roman Chernin on 20VC highlighted the brick wall facing this infrastructure build-out, permitting delays. He argues that massive capital infusions cannot solve immediate problems like local community roadblocks. Getting a data center approved is becoming the single biggest bottleneck for capacity delivery. Nebius is countering this by treating data center expansion as a massive portfolio of projects to ensure continuous capacity. The takeaway for operators here is clear. Compute is going to be constrained by physical, real-world bottlenecks. Plan your infrastructure costs with that tight market in mind. The way we build companies is fundamentally breaking and reforming. Nesh Arora on the All In podcast predicted what he calls an analytical SaaS apocalypse. Traditional UI-driven enterprise tools are on the way out. AI agents are now directly handling the data analysis. He actually called enterprise and consumer software UI the worst thing technologists ever did. He envisions AI agents reducing human effort so drastically that five people become one in a company. That means radically flattened organizational structures. Barney Hussey-Yo, the CEO of Clio, is already living this. He went on Cheeky Pint to explain how he uses AI agents to gain direct, unfiltered insights into his engineering team. He totally bypasses traditional reporting structures. He uses AI to spot high-velocity talent before his own managers do. Think about what that means. You can significantly reduce the need for middle managers whose primary job is just rolling up information. And the skills you need are changing too. Roman Chernin on 20VC completely pivoted his stance on the future of work. 10 years ago, he thought math and engineering were the most important things to learn. Now, he advocates for empathetic communication and creativity as the two most critical skills in an AI-powered economy. The builders who win will be the ones who deploy agents for analysis and hire humans for empathy. On TBPN, John Coogan brought up Apple's new child safety features, leading him to share a statement from the Prime Minister of Denmark. Her position is a complete shock to the system regarding smartphone addiction. She said, "I would rather let my kids smoke cigarettes than use an iPhone." This comparison from a head of state highlights the urgent and totally under-addressed concerns around screen time and societal costs. It tells you exactly how high the stakes are getting. As builders and founders, you have to realize the tide is turning against pure engagement metrics. Building products that respect human attention is becoming a massive competitive advantage. Mark Pincus, the mind behind Zynga, sat down on Lenny's podcast to talk about product validation. He delivered a brutal mandate for founders who get too attached to their own brilliant ideas. Pincus said, "Kill hope before hope kills you." There is a difference between belief and hope. Hope is confidence without basis. This is a crucial reality check for anyone building in tech. You have to build and test ideas rapidly and expect them to be completely wrong just to gain immediate, tangible signal. If you are operating on hope, you are flying blind. Force your product into the real world and let the market kill the weak ideas early. Over on My First Million, Sean Puri broke down Elon Musk's ultimate vision for SpaceX. He surfaced a wild take on the lengths founders will go to for regulatory arbitrage. Puri said, "It is easier to figure out how to launch the heaviest rocket ever and build a data center in space than it is to get Alameda County to approve a data center in your backyard." That perfectly sums up the physical infrastructure crisis we are facing. SpaceX is literally planning to become the Saudi Arabia of compute by building data centers in orbit. When local red tape becomes impossible, the frontier moves to space. This week proved that AI is reshaping our physical and professional realities. We passed the human and bot tipping point. We are forced to reckon with severe grid fragility, redefine what skills actually matter, and accept that software is going to eat the middle management layer. Adapt your org chart and your infrastructure plans right now. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.